Chapter 5. Handwriting. Later that same day, Utterson went to talk to Dr. Jekyll in person. The butler, Poole, led him through the laboratory towards the doctor's private cabinet.
There it is, sir.
Have you heard about Carew?
Of course. They were shouting about it in the square.
Poor Carew was my client, too. You aren't hiding Hyde, are you?
No. In fact, I'm sure that I will never see him again. I received this letter from Hyde today. In it, he says that he will never return.
But wasn't the letter in an envelope? The postmark could help us to find Hyde.
Burned the envelope. A messenger brought it.
You have been lucky, Jekyll. I think Hyde wanted to kill you for your money. Your will says...
Yes, perhaps. But more than that, I have had a hard lesson.
Before leaving, Utterson asked Poole a question.
What was the messenger like who brought Dr. Jekyll that letter today?
Excuse me, sir. No messenger has been here today, I am certain.
More mysteries.
Mr. Utterson was now very worried. That evening he decided to ask Mr. Guest, his head clerk, for his opinion on Hyde's letter. Mr. Guest was a handwriting expert.
This is a very sad business about Sir Danvers Carew.
Yes, sir. The public is very disturbed by it. This man, Hyde, is mad, of course.
Yes, indeed. I have a letter here, written in the murderer's own hand. I would like your opinion on the handwriting.
Well, this handwriting is certainly odd, but the man who wrote it is not mad.
Just then, the butler came in with an invitation for Mr. Utterson.
What is that note, sir? Is it private?
No, it's an invitation from Dr. Jekyll.
May I see it?
Yes, of course.
My dear Utterson, tomorrow evening I am having a party at my house. Please come. Yours, Henry Jekyll. Jekyll, I promise that you will never see me again. I am leaving forever. Sincerely, Edward Hyde.
These two hands are almost identical. Look.
What? Henry Jekyll forged for a murderer. I can't believe it.